The narrative is written, and the truth is, we will always land on top. Mordechai tells Esther in the Megillah, in order to convince her to go save the Jewish people from Haman's wicked decree, even though he knows that she will risk her life, as she says, Kasher avadati avadati, I might die because I'm not allowed to go to the king without permission. And I will definitely miss out my relationship with Mordechai if I actually go to the king and have a relationship with him from my own volition. But yet, Mordechai says the most powerful lines that I think we could hear in 2024. And if you remain silent at this time, there will be inevitable revach batzal. There will be inevitable relief and rescue for the Jewish people. But it will come in makam acha, from a different place. And from someone else, and you will miss out. And who knows, in this time, because of a time like this, you were chosen to be queen. And the question is asked, we know that the narrative will always end up positive in the end. But how do we get through it? How do we stand tall, both in the story of Jewish history, but also in our own personal lives? How do we become part of this hope that there will be a positive, and we're able to positively contribute to the story? The answer is in the depth of the Megillah. The Megillah, Megillas Esther, is a juxtaposition. Megillah from the word giloi, revealed. Esther from the word hidden. The entire sequence of events, God's name is not mentioned once. There is something mysterious, something hidden about the story. Hashem says, "Anochi haster aster es panai." I have hidden myself. And the truth is, the Megillah is something you could pick up in a bookshelf, in a random bookstore. There was no open miracles. God didn't split the sea. God didn't speak from on high. There was no plagues. Yet, the Rambam says, when Mashiach comes, the only holiday that will not be abolished is the holiday of Purim. There must be something about Purim that enables us, empowers us, to stand out, even when it seems regular. The answer is twofold. The word Purim comes from the word pour. What does pour mean? Pour means a lottery. A lottery is when you relinquish control, when you say, God is now going to make the choice for me. So too, one of the fifth mitzvah of Purim is adalayada, to become so intoxicated, where you get yourself to a position where adalayada, where there is complete transcendence of self. Transformation, verahapacho, incredible transformation in life, transformation of events, comes when we recognize that we are not in charge, but yet we have the ability to contribute. And it's a very, very, very important lesson in order to achieve happiness, in order to feel hopeful in your life. Esther knew, Mordechai told her, that in the end, everything was going to turn out fine. The Jewish people were going to win. Just like now, the Jewish people are going to be victorious and it's going to be okay. But the question is, are you able to remove self and contribute to the narrative in the way that is needed of you? Because we may think, oh, Esther wants to be part of it because she wants the Megillah to be called Megillah's Esther after her. But no one ever succeeds that way. The only way Esther was able to succeed, the only way Esther is the true hero of the Purim story, is because she recognized that mi yodea im la'eis kazais higatz lamalchos. Who knows, because of this time, you were able to be king, queen. You were chosen. It wasn't at random. You were here for a reason. And therefore, it is your opportunity, your ability to give up your own calculations, what you think should be done, how things should turn out, what works best for you, and give that up and realize that you are able to be part of a powerful narrative. The holiday of Purim has the most, I think, powerful message for 2024 and in our lives in general. In a time where there is no open miracles, we don't see seas splitting in our day-to-day life. But yet Hashem is such a deep, miraculous part of our lives. And what do we need to do? We need to scratch beneath the surface. We need to be able to find God in every aspect of our lives. Hasidus says that every time the word HaMelech is used in the Megillah, it's not referring to Achashverosh. It's referring to Hashem, Bel Melech. Hashem woke up. Hashem woke up because we woke up. That we have the opportunity and the ability to scratch beneath the surface and find light in the narrative. The narrative always ends on top. The story of Purim is perhaps this line comforts us for generations. The Jewish people will always be okay. Revach HaNatzalah will always come, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's in our story as a Jewish people. The question is, are we going to try and make our calculations, use our toxicity, use our minds that are questioning in order to sort of decide whether it makes sense for us in order to be part of the narrative? Or do I stand up? Do I do what I gotta do? Because the reason why I have the certain strength and the abilities that I have is in order to actually be a part of the salvation. And so the holiday of Purim is perhaps the most relatable of Jewish holidays, because all us Jewish people have the ability and the opportunity and the strengths in order to contribute to the narrative. The question is, are we going to scratch beneath the surface, find the light in the darkness, scratch all the darkness away, and recognize that good is coming, and all we need to do is step up and be a part of our story. Wishing you a very joyous, happy Purim, and a beautiful Shabbat.